You're listening to the audio production of You Changed My Life by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Roger Mueller.
Chapter 1. Changed by Love. When we love those in need, we are loving Jesus. Love on the right side. Over 100 years ago in England, the borough of West Stanley endured a great tragedy. A mine collapsed, trapping and killing many of the workers inside. The Bishop of Durham, Dr. Handley Mowell, was asked to bring a word of comfort to the mourners. Standing at the mouth of the mine, he said, "It is very difficult for us to understand why God should let such an awful disaster happen. But we know Him, and we trust Him, and all will be right. I have at home," he continued, "an old bookmark given to me by my mother. It is worked in silk, and when I examine the wrong side of it, I see nothing but a tangle of threads, crossed and recrossed. It looks like a big mistake. One would think that someone had done it who did not know what she was doing. But when I turn it over and look at the right side, I see there, beautifully embroidered, the letters, God is love. We are looking at this today," he counseled, "from the wrong side. Someday we shall see it from another standpoint and shall understand. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, NIV. She chose love. Recently, I shared a meal with some friends. A husband and wife wanted to tell me about a storm they were weathering. Through a series of events, she learned of an act of infidelity that had occurred over a decade ago. He had made the mistake of thinking it'd be better not to tell her, so he didn't. But she found out. And as you can imagine, she was deeply hurt. Through the advice of a counselor, the couple dropped everything and went away for several days. A decision had to be made. Would they flee, fight, or forgive? So they prayed. They talked. They walked. They reflected. In this case, the wife was clearly in the right. She could have left. Women have done so for lesser reasons. Or she could have stayed and made his life a living hell. Other women have done that. But she chose a different response. On the 10th night of their trip, my friend found a card on his pillow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?